Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Conservative Party desperate to draw a line under Liz Truss's disastrous premiership. Under hastily announced new rules, a maximum of three Tory MPs will be able to run. The next leader could be decided as soon as Monday. In what would be an extraordinary twist, supporters of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson have begun a Bring Back Boris campaign. Well, joining us now is Will Walden, Edelman's Senior Counsel for Strategic Communications. Importantly, he helped run Johnson's successful 29 leadership campaign, the transition team at number 10, having been spokesperson for Johnson at City Hall when he was Mayor of London. Will, fantastic to get you on this morning. Thank you for your time. Have you heard confirmation that Boris will indeed be running, and would he be the right candidate?
Morning, Tom. Nice to be with you. I haven't. I spoke to someone 12 hours ago who'd spoken directly to him, and he was certainly taking soundings. And my understanding was that he was getting on a plane from his no doubt luxurious Caribbean holiday to return to, presumably in his mind, try and sort out the mess. Do I think it would be a good idea? No, I don't. And that's as someone who has known him for a heck of a long time, worked with him very closely and for a long time counted him as a close friend. I don't think there's any certainty that Boris will run, but he's certainly looking at it. And part of that is that he hates losing. So I suspect that if he can't see a path to making the threshold on Monday, and particularly even if he made the threshold and there were three candidates on that threshold, whether he could come second, because, you know, for your listeners, the decision has been placed, if there are two candidates, in the hands of the party membership. I've got no doubt in my mind that if it were he were in the final two, that he would win. I don't think that the Tory grassroots have given up on Boris Johnson, even if the rest of the country certainly has. And I think the other thing that's weighing on his mind is that, you know, I'm not entirely sure the Boris I know really wants the job. You know, I think he wants to go and make some money and an easy life, but I expect he's under a lot of pressure to put his hat in the ring. And the reason that he probably doesn't want the job deep down is that there's a 31% gap to Labour in the polls, and he will inherit a cost of living crisis for which his party will undoubtedly get the blame. So I think he'll be weighing up all those factors before he decides. However, I think that probably the pressure on Boris and his own ego in terms of, well, I was hard done by, is too much. And if he thinks that he can get to the final two, he'll stand.
OK, would he actually be able to be, though, the serious man for serious times? I mean, he was ousted in July after simply a laundry list of scandals on ethics, on standards. I mean, we know from his departing speech that he, as you say, he felt hard done by. But can he really take on these challenges?
No, but I think part of the problem here is that the Tory party has lost a sense of what its identity is. So it doesn't really have a unity candidate, which is what, in this extraordinary circumstance, is putting Boris back in play. Look, you know, if you've got a second, let's go back. All of this ignores the fact that his defenestration about 3 months ago was his own doing. He's got an elastic relationship with the truth. There was the Paterson affair, Partygate, the Pincher affair, the way he governed. And his supporters will tell you that he's an election winner. Well, that's been disproven now. He might have won in 2019. But in June, he presided over two horrific by-election defeats by massive majorities. And he behoved the Liz Truss mess on the country. 6 weeks ago, 70% of the country said they wanted him out, including a majority of Tory voters. They haven't changed their mind. But it's also clear that Boris hasn't changed his mind. He thinks he's done nothing wrong. He's unrepentant. He thinks he's been hard done by. And a very senior member of the government messaged me last night and said, look, maybe he's changed, mate. Maybe he's changed. And I would say, as Boris would say to you, hogwash. You know, choosing Boris is a huge risk for the Tory party and the country because of the state of the economy. But equally, there is no consensus around anybody. And that's why he's clearly in play.
And this lack of consensus, Will, speaks to these deep, deep divisions that seem to just be getting stronger, wider and more entrenched within the Conservative Party. Does the party itself survive this moment? Is it ridiculous to think of a breakup of the Conservative Party?
No, I don't think it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, talking to senior members of the government over the weekend, I know that the private polling is dire. And it doesn't matter who you put in front in terms of a leader, that, you know, and they could face obliteration. So turkeys don't vote for Christmas. They will not vote for a general election. But the problem is, without a unity candidate, they might be dragged to one anyway. And I think part of the problem is that Rishi Sunak, who is clearly the front runner, has so alienated the Boris Johnson coterie that if Boris were to come second in this, even if he were way behind Rishi, the members would probably still go for Boris. And that's the fundamental problem they got. And it speaks to the total division and the total chaos. I see the only way they can get out of it is that they can get behind a unity candidate, and some sort of deal can either be done with Rishi that puts Boris out, you know, before he gets to the final two, or that someone else comes through the middle and they take the view that Rishi can't do it because ultimately he's alienated too many people. Boris can't do it because of what happened before. We'll go with someone else. I don't know if that's likely, and I suspect it isn't. So I suspect what we're facing is more chaos.
Oh my goodness, more chaos. Look, that is not in the least bit reassuring. Is this all to do with Brexit? The root cause of the divorce from economic reality, as economists and many foreign investors and domestic investors see it, is that it started with Brexit. One thing to want sovereignty, another to think that you can have lots of economic benefits from something that is a cost to you. Is that changing? Do you see? There was the Telegraph Jeremy Warner article a couple of weeks ago saying, you know, that actually the Ramonas were right, effectively, that Brexit has been bad for Britain. Is that the problem at the heart of the Conservative Party, that if there isn't honesty about Brexit, you can't have truth about anything else?
Well, what I'd say, Caroline, is it's a problem at the heart of Parliament. It's not just a Tory problem, it's a Labour problem as well. The fact is that whether the country has moved on from Brexit and decided it was a bad idea or not, and I suspect that there's probably now a majority that think ultimately it was a bad idea, is irrelevant, because it's like the elephant in the room that nobody is confronting in Parliament, because they think it's like the third rail in American politics. They never want to touch it. And as a result, we're stuck with what we got. And that's someone who was very divided about this, and in the end ended up backing Boris and backing Brexit. And look, Boris himself, he knew at the time, and said to me privately, and was pretty clear, the economic argument for leaving the EU isn't really there. It's a political construct. It's a political argument. But we are where we are, and it's clearly tearing the Tory party apart, but it doesn't matter, because Keir Starmer has said that, you know, they won't reinvest in rejoining the EU. That's simply not going to happen. I think the problems at the heart of the Tory party are actually more fundamental. Unfortunately, Boris is at the centre of that. He never had a plan. He never had an ideology, and he got caught out. And I think that if you govern in such a loose way, which he did, you're going to get found out. And he was found out. The amazing thing is that he could be back in a week's time, and I suspect that, you know, the way that he governs, you know, won't change.
It's a remarkable assessment, Will, and we appreciate it. Just before we let you go, I think we have a couple more minutes. You touched on the Labour Party and Keir Starmer, of course, head of the opposition. What is your assessment of their ability to govern if we do get to the point of an early general election?
Well, clearly anyone's ability to govern has been hampered by Liz Truss's laboratory experiment with, you know, small state economics, which has gone disastrously wrong and has piled pressure on an already very difficult situation with government borrowing and interest rates. Look, you know, that's obvious. But I suspect that I don't often agree with Labour, but when they talk about the fact that, you know, we wouldn't be talking about public spending cuts now if it hadn't been for the Liz Truss experiment, I think that's probably true. But we are where we are, and they're going to find it very difficult if they do win the next general election. I think there's a sizable case that they probably will. But the truth is that, in a way, the Tory party will always have to own that. So whatever happens if Labour win a general election, they will always now be able to point to the fact that this is, whether that's fair or not, fundamentally a Tory cost of living issue. And I think that will be something that will be weighing heavily on Boris about whether he decides to go for it. Because I think that he doesn't necessarily believe that his powers are all, you know, are all singing, all dancing, and he can do this. And he will be thinking, do I want to win this only to lose heavily in 2 years' time? And I think that will be weighing heavily on his mind.
Yeah, okay, so maybe remaining in the background, but a sort of a present is perhaps more attractive. I don't know. Look, is there a potential Tory candidate that you would back, Will, if Boris is absolutely not the answer? Who would be? Is there anybody who might be a threat to Labour? Or are we at the end of, you know, 12 years of Conservative rule and there is simply no fresh talent there?
Well, I think the idea that, you know, Boris has a mandate is ludicrous. We don't live in a presidential system. Yes, he won an 80-seat majority against a very weak opponent in 2019, but so much has changed since then. So I don't, you know, I mean, look, I'd still love to go to the pub with Boris for a pint, but I don't necessarily want him running the country. I think the problem is that I don't have a vote in that sense. I'm not a Tory member, but also I'm critically not a Tory MP. And if they can't coalesce around Sunak, you know, who clearly has been proved right over the summer and he stuck to his guns and the trust experiment has failed, then I can't see who necessarily does it. The one possible unity candidate is Ben Wallace, the defence secretary, who's done a blinding job at defence over Afghanistan and Ukraine in particular. He's well liked by the grassroots and I think he would command a unity candidate position. The problem is, I don't think Ben will run. I think he, you know, it isn't for him. He's fiercely protective of, you know, of his young family. I think the scrutiny and the pressure, he's thinking probably it's not worth doing. And if he doesn't, I can't see who the unity candidate to come through the middle is. And that just behoves, you know, more chaos in the Tory
and not
party.
So not Mordaunt. Not Suella Braverman.
Well, I don't know. I know Penny a little bit. I don't know. I suppose, you see, here's the thing, right? I think that the grey suits that sort of manage the Tory party are thinking that if Sunak comes first in this and Mordaunt comes second, she'll just drop out. I don't think that's the case at all. Even if Boris doesn't come second, I think Sunak's back as a living in cloud cuckoo land. If they think that somebody comes second and then can go to the membership, you know, and they'll decide, is going to drop out of the contest. So any sense that there will be a clear coronation, I think, is for the birds. The real issue that's going on at the moment is, you know, will Boris make the threshold? And more importantly, will he finish second or not?
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.